If you will put up Ephesians, I want to start in verse, yes, what did I give you? 16. We'll start in verse 16. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. And this is a Passion Translation, so if you have it, you can follow me. If not, let's follow it, look at it on the screen. Listen to what Paul said. Pay attention. I hope you were paying attention to those scriptures. Jesus said, pay attention to my teaching now. Listen to my teaching. I want you to get a revelation of the kingdom. So here we go. He said, my heart always full and overflowing with thanks to God. For you, as I constantly remember you in my prayers. See, this is how you help people that had the gray line in the dark, you know, they just not where they ought to be. And they can't seem to. We have a lot of people, and I know probably some listening to me, I don't know where you are, but we have lots of people that don't believe in the spirit-filled life. We just don't believe in them tongues. Well, it's in the Bible. And the Bible real plain said on the day of Pentecost, what? The Holy Spirit came, didn't it? It's real plain. I don't know why people make it try. I know what it is. And we're gonna get back there, but I just wanna make a statement. See, tongues, that you notice the first thing they did when the Holy Spirit came, they spoke in tongues. That was the first thing, right? It's the doorway into the supernatural. And Satan don't want you in there. And we're getting a revelation of the kingdom. And so when people are in the dark in some area, this is what we do. And this is what Paul did. This is what the Spirit of God gave Paul. He did it and left it for us to do it. And he said, I pray that the Father, he said, in my prayers, I pray that what? The Father of glory. Who? The Father of glory. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ will do what? Impart to you what? The riches. Did you hear what that? The riches, not talking about just money. The riches of everything God is. Impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and what else? And the spirit of revelation. Where? In revelation to know him through your what? Deepening intimacy with him. Let me pause right there. Just don't go into what my scripture. Don't let me pause right. Pause right here. Here's where the rubber meets the road. How many of y'all remember that old commercial by the Firestone? But this is where the rubber meets the road. Y'all heard that? Here's where the rubber meets the road. People like a quick fix. If they're in pain and they hear someone laying hands on, if they finally get enough courage to come down and get hand laid on, hello? They want it like that. And then when they get it, and sometimes it happens like that, and then they leave, and then after a while, the same thing they just got delivered from is back again. And then they'll say, well, they'll put on the person that lay hands on them, say, well, they this ain't true, because I'm still hurting. I'm still hurting. No. If you want to walk in this kind of revelation light, you're going to have to spend some time and have some deepening intimacy with the Lord. His word going to have to become you. You are going to have to become his word. His word going to have to be more than real to you and what you believe, what you do, and what you act upon than anything else. See, people want to get healed or get blessed, and they want to keep doing what they're doing. But you got to come and do what he says, because that's where the blessing flows. Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir.
And this is why you want to hear his teaching and hear it clearly, so you'll know how to practice it or how to put it to work. And James said, be ye what? Doers of the word, and what? Not hearers only. Because if you be a hearer, hearer only, you're going to wind up deceived. And the devil going to take the advantage of you. And so Paul is praying, and the Spirit of God is praying through Paul for his body that he redeemed. Remember we talked about being born again of what? Being born again of what? Not a corruptible, but born again of an incorruptible seed, which liveth in the body for how long? Forever. He wants us to walk in this truth, because this is true. But people and religion and tradition of men have called people to deviate and go astray and go another direction, try to fix their own way instead of having some intimacy with the Lord to find out and let his word impact them to the point that word is embedded in them. And this is what they think, this is what they do, this is what they breathe, this is what they walk, this is what they talk, this is where God want to bring us so we can walk in this. This is real, but people won't pay the price as far as giving up. They want to hang on to this. Hello? So he said, revelation of the knowledge of him, revelation to know him through your deepened intimacy with him. Keep going. I pray that the light of God will do what? Illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with what? Remember he said, you put the lamp on the lampstand so everybody can benefit from its brightness. See, God wants you. This is why he said, listen to my teaching now. Because this is what I want you to do. So your heart, the eyes, listen how the passion says, I pray that the light of God will illuminate your eyes. That's talking about your heart, the eyes of your heart. That's what you see with by faith, your heart. Okay? The eyes of your heart, the eyes, the illumination of your eyes, of your imagination, flooded with light until you do what? Until you do what? Experience what? The full revelation of the hope of his calling. See, people get just a little smidget and they quit. But he wants you to get the full revelation of his calling. He called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. He called you to live holy. He called you to live godly. He called you to live healthy. He called you to live strong. He called you to win. He called you to walk in love. He calls you to believe God for everything. Not something. God wants. He wants you to believe him for everything. Spirit, soul, and body. Family, loved ones, everything. Job, where you go, where you sleep, where you live, where you do. He wants your faith active in those areas. He never intended for you and me to try to do things apart from him. That's why he said, trust in the Lord with what? How much of your heart? And lean not, he didn't leave any space, lean not, how many times we've been there, and lean not to thine own understanding. All our ways acknowledge him, and he will. Hallelujah. Revelation knowledge of the hope of his calling, that is the wealth of God's what? Glorious inheritance. That he finds in us. See, we're his inheritance. His holy ones. He finds this in us to release all of these blessings that he has. He found us so he could release it in our lives. And he wants you to have a revelation of it. But we'll walk so far beneath it. But we here, we're going to walk in this. How many agree with me? How many agree and we decree that we're going to walk in this revelation? We're going to walk in these truths before we leave this earth. We're not concerned about what other people did. What are we going to do? Are we going to shuck and jive? Are we going to get in this word? This is what we're doing. This is why we pray all the time. Some people hadn't caught it. They think it's foolish. So we are praying their eyes will come open so they can see it. And our eyes will come out so we can see more of it. Didn't he say that as we walk in this, more revelation light will be given? Didn't he say that in Luke? See, we don't have it all, but let's walk in what we do have. What do you say? Can we decree and declare some things before heaven and earth and in our midst? And if two of you shall agree, we agree and we decree that we are not going to leave this earth until we walk in it. Our folks, there may be others who left, didn't know, but we're hearing it tonight and we're going after it, everything in us. We're not concerned about what people think, what they say, because people are going to talk. I don't care what you do. So I want to please him. I'm going for this that he said. Revelation of hope. The revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance. That is finding it, that he finds rather in us, his Holy One.